Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gail Hopkins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cardenal. Aparicio scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. Josephson moves to second. It's 2-0. White Sox. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Eskew moves to second. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson juggles the ball. That's an error on Josephson. Cardenal moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Horton moves to third. Askew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and has Nelson trapped. There's the throw to Alomar who tags Nelson for the out. Cardenal moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland pinch runs for Gary Peters. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Williams reaches second base with a double. Horland moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenworthy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Alvis steals second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nelson strikes out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-3 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.